Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
When it comes to your finances, you think you've done it all. You've saved, you've researched, and you've invested all that you can. Now it's time to take those investments to the next level by using the brand behind every great investor, Yahoo Finance. As America's number one finance destination, Yahoo Finance has everything you need, whether you're a seasoned trader or just dipping your toes into the market. Join the millions of investors who trust Yahoo Finance to guide them on their financial journey. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit yahoofinance.com, the number one financial destination, yahoofinance.com.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
I'm Jen Cutter, and welcome to Daily Tech Headlines Week in Review. Analysts at Gartner report that Apple grew iPhone sales 14.9% on the year in Q4 to 79.9 million units, surpassing Samsung as the top global smartphone vendor for the first quarter since 2016. Samsung sales declined 11.8% on the year to 62 million, while overall smartphone sales decreased 5.4% in Q4. WhatsApp confirmed that users who do not accept its new terms of service by its May 15th deadline will still be able to receive calls and notifications for a few weeks afterwards, but unable to read or send messages from the app. WhatsApp will apply its inactive user policy to users who don't accept the new policy, with accounts able to be deleted after 120 days. Facebook will restore Australian news content to its platform following negotiations with Treasurer Josh Frydenberg. The Australian government agrees to amend its proposed media bargaining laws to give Facebook more time to strike deals with traditional news outlets for content, and sets final offer arbitration as a last resort after 2 months of mediation. Microsoft will partner with the European Publishers Council to develop a way for news outlets to get paid by tech gatekeepers. Microsoft has called for the EU to implement Australian-style arbitration to determine rates to pay for news content. Samsung committed to provide security updates to devices at least 4 years after initial release, extending back to hardware originally released in 2019. This extends to even entry-level phones, although some lower-end phones will be limited to quarterly security upgrades. Facebook will soon display a pop-up when using search terms linked to child exploitation, detailing the consequences of viewing that content and linking to offender diversion organizations. The platform will also show an alert when attempting non-malicious sharing of viral meme child exploitative content, with such content to be deleted and deleting accounts that promote it. Mozilla added a new total cookie protection feature to Firefox 86, which creates a separate cookie jar for each website you visit, preventing that cookie information from being shared with other sites. Total cookie protection has an exception for cross-site cookies required for non-tracking purposes, like those used by third-party login providers. India announced new regulation for online platforms, with social networks now required to acknowledge government takedown requests in 24 hours, comply within 15 days, as well as disclose the originator of objectionable content. Streaming services must also now include content ratings to their titles and institute parental locks for content rated 13 and older. This fall, Zoom will roll out its automatic live transcription feature to free accounts, previously only available to paid subscribers. For earlier access, users can manually request the feature through a Google form. Viacom CBS announced pricing for its Paramount Plus streaming service, with a $10 ad-free tier that includes live sports, news, and live TV launching in March, an ad-supported tier at $5 a month will be available later in June. The service will offer more than 30,000 TV episodes, 2,500 movie titles, and over 1,000 live sporting events at launch, with select Paramount movies coming to the service 30 to 45 days after theatrical release. YouTube announced the launch of an early beta of Supervised Experiences, a three-tiered content filter designed to introduce age-appropriate YouTube content to minors outside of the YouTube Kids app. Content in each tier will be determined by user input, human review, and machine learning. A wider beta will roll out to more users in the coming months. At Twitter's Analyst Day presentation, the company announced details about its first subscription offering, SuperFollows, which will let users charge their followers for access to additional content. In the demo, Twitter showed one example of a user paying $4.99 a month for access to exclusive tweets, deals and discounts, a supporter badge, newsletter, and community access. It's unclear what Twitter's fee will be for SuperFollow subscriptions or when it will be ready for rollout. During opening remarks at the U.S. House's antitrust hearing Thursday, Democratic Chairman Dave Cicilline and Republican Ken Buck outlined a series of bipartisan reform efforts that could affect the power of big tech. Included would be increasing funding for the DOJ and FTC antitrust efforts, enacting data portability and interoperability rules for dominant platforms, and reforming the burden of proof in merger cases requiring firms, rather than the government, to prove there are no antitrust issues. For more discussion on the tech news of the day, subscribe to the Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com, where you can also find the show notes and links to every headline. Please remember to rate and review Daily Tech Headlines on your podcast service of choice. From everyone here at Daily Tech Headlines, thanks for listening.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.